long, and I was a creepy masked surgeon that was supposedly beating up the patient. It was pretty fun.
Willow, how about you? What stands out as your favorite one?
Last year, I got to be in a meat locker room, and that was pretty fun to jump out at people. So
got to be in a meat locker room. You'll never say that again in your life.
Nope.
Grady, how about you? What do you think your most favorite one was?
So I've actually never done any of the scares.
Okay.
I run the downstairs stuff most of the time. I lead people to the staircase to
okay.
go upstairs.
So you're the counselor, right?
Yeah, kind
of. So have you, for Lydia and for Willow, have you had anybody that get so freaked out they're just like they swing at you or something, or I mean, is there ever a moment you're like, whoa, this person's out of control?
I know 2 years ago someone got out of hand and decided to touch actors in our room.
Okay, that's the number one rule out of a haunted house. You don't touch. Yeah, exactly. So how about you, Will?
Not too many, but sometimes people would poke, you know, not really punch, but we've had one case before.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to a haunted house, just, you know, if you're going to freak out, keep your hands to yourself, basically. So this is a big, financially, this is a good fundraiser for the, is it senior class or for the school, whole school?
Our student council.
For the student council, okay. So it's a good time. So what would you say, someone's listening right now and they're like, well, I kind of like haunted houses, but, I kind of like a halfway person. Are they going to get freaked out? I mean, can it get pretty intense, or how would you say?
Oh yeah.
All right. So it gets pretty intense. So maybe they should go during kids time.
Yes.
Maybe.
Kids time on Thursday night. Okay. So again, so we're going Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and then the following one will be Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
They don't need a ticket ahead of time. They can just come to the school, right?
Yeah.
We accept walk-ins, but we also have appointments available.
Okay.
We have a QR code on the flyers that are everywhere. Otherwise, it's also available on the Butternut Haunted House Facebook page.
Okay. Butternut Haunted House Facebook page, and that flyer, they could scan that code in our website too. So if they scan that, then they can actually make an appointment.
Yeah, it'll take them to a website where they can book an appointment. It'll tell them all the available time slots and when to show up. Otherwise, we do also accept walk-ins.
All right, that way if they have a larger group or family or something like that they kind of want to maybe go through together, that makes it pretty fun, because the only thing better than scaring someone is having someone like a close relative or a boyfriend or girlfriend see them getting scared, and then they have that over them for a long time. All right. It sounds like a wonderful event. It continues. It's become a tradition now. So again, the flyer, is it the Butternut School website that's on, or what's the actual website, Grady?
Is it the BSD Haunted House?
BSD Haunted House? Or they can probably just Google Butternut Haunted House.
Yeah, otherwise you can find, it's also, our Facebook is also reshared.
Okay.
Butternut Haunted House
and
Facebook
on Instagram.
Page.
Instagram, so Butternut Haunted House on Instagram and on Facebook too. All right. So what are we doing this year, Lydia? What's your character this year?
I'm going to be a ice princess.
Oh.
And it's going to be a little gory.
That sounds. Jeez. And Willow, what about you?
It's kind of a spoiler, so I don't know if I should say.
Oh, you don't want to say it, huh?
Yeah.
Can you
got to come and find out.
Okay. All right. Willow's not going to tell us what she's doing. All right. Grady, what's the most interesting memory you have of the haunted house in your years of doing it?
Most interesting memory
of the whole thing. Anything stand out?
Probably the time when my friend Elena tripped while she was trying to run up to someone and scare them. She tripped right in front of them.
She tripped and fell right into them. Huh?
Yeah.
Kind of takes away from the scariness a little bit. Reverses that process pretty fast. Pretty fast. All right. Grady and Willow and Lydia, thank you so much for coming in. Again, you can Google the Butternut Haunted House and check out the poster on our 98qcountry.com/events website. Go on in there and support it. And support the Butternut Student Council. All right. Did we miss anything? We get it all?
Nope.
All right, Mr. Jarosinski.
Thank you
for bringing the seniors in. Now back to class, everyone. We've got news to come at the top of the hour here in the 98Q Morning Show.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators are expected to head to the White House today. They've got a group lunch with President Trump. On November 1st, supplemental food benefits for low-income Americans will be cut off because of the shutdown. Also November 1st, open enrollment for those Obamacare begins without government help paying for premiums. The president of the Louvre will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee today, talking about the brazen jewel heist on Sunday. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Paris.
Grand moment d'émotion, un grand moment de bouleversement.
France's culture minister calling the raid an attack on French history and culture, and that the thieves spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds inside the Apollo Gallery. The race is on to find eight of France's priceless crown jewels. The thieves did leave behind their gloves, gasoline, and a blowtorch, all now undergoing DNA analysis.
Amid reports of predators online, investigators in Florida are demanding access to Roblox. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Did you know most lead-poisoned children in Wisconsin are poisoned by lead paint in homes and buildings built before 1978? Simple cleaning steps and regular blood lead testing can make a big difference. Protect your family and learn how to keep your home lead safe at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., it's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. And there is also pre-order takeout available from November 8th to the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch, publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today, blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening, still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios. 98 Q Country.
Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people can't, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never go. Tell me about the good old days. Grandpa, everything is changing fast, we call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me the picture of long ago. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say and then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never go. The good.
Country.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going. been down to my last match. Felt 100 different demons breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might.
I'm finally back to being who I am.
Hugh Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that heaven, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Daddy won a radio, he tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me, she taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, but Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Alan Jackson there at 98Q Country. Cloudy, cool Tuesday morning. This isn't it as far as the temperatures cooling off. But I think we're done with the 70s. I'm not going to give up on the 60s. It should be in the 50s this weekend is what they're talking about. And a pretty good chance probably in the next 3-4 days that we might see a snowflake or two on the overnight hours. Daytime highs will struggle to get much past, 45 or so. So it was bound to happen. I mean, Halloween is a week from Friday, so settle down. Thursday, by the way, is our day of giving here at 98Q Country, benefiting His House of Hope. His House of Hope. Their motto is, from addiction to productive, God-honoring citizenship. That is their motto. And we'll delve much more into that on Thursday. We have some fun, exciting things happening, some items for you to bid on to support His House of Hope. At the very least, you'll walk away informed on Thursday, all right? If you don't have the financial viability to help out a great cause like this, we understand. Pay the rent, buy the groceries. But if you got a little something extra and you want to help out, this is a great cause. It just directly affects local people here. His House of Hope, our featured day of giving on Thursday. Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here on 98Q Country.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free, offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, expert advice, from cabinets to countertops to flooring and more. You can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC. Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a Dropbox down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
98Q Country.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening. Still breezy. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
98Q Country.
After party, let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, at my place, my way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in,
It's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. See where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours all night. I've got nothing but time, so take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98 Q Country.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Q Country.
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine, damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't. Boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire. I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
cops she sees is a chicken on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log looks way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's rolling black as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Little Sawyer Brown there at 98Q Country. How are you doing? Good, good, good to hear it. But if you're not doing good, I don't want to hear about it. No, actually, go ahead. I'll give you a minute. Go ahead. No, I guess I really didn't care. No, I hope you're doing well today. I hope your day is good. Smile, laugh, all right? Find something to brighten up your day if it's a tough one for you for whatever reason today. You can do it. I know you can. We're broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios today. It is a smile. It is a listening ear. It is a helping hand. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people. Fun to have the kids in here talking about the Butternut Haunted House. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If you don't want to be scared, go Thursday. That's for the young kids. Friday, Saturday, and then next Friday, Saturday. I asked them blunt. I asked Lydia, Willow, and Grady, I said, if you don't like scary things, is this a lot? And then they all kind of looked at me and said, yeah, it's a lot. So be ready. All right, be ready. If you don't want to go through it and you just want to support the Butternut Student Council, you could just drop by the school during that time and maybe just have somebody else run in a 5 or a 10. All right, if you don't want to go, you just don't want to go through it. I have to admit, I don't intentionally stay away from haunted houses, but I've been to a couple haunted houses. I was at one haunted house in the Twin Cities that scarred me a little bit, I'll admit, because it was a bit much. I won't avoid haunted houses, but I'm not intentionally going. So I guess we'll leave it at that. If someone said, "Hey, let's go," I'd be like, "Eh, no, sure, whatever," but I'm not intentional. Everybody has their own thing with haunted houses. So I hope your Halloween preparations are going well with your kids and the costume and stuff like that. If you haven't started yet, you probably should. We got McKay in the midday coming in. He'll go 10 to 2. Gray will go 2 to 7. Then we got volleyball tonight. Phillips here, Shawamigan over on Trail Mix 103.1. So we'll see you back in here tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Eric Church now, 98Q Country.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field and somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. Something about beer sitting on ice. And something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy mad. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl. The birds and the bees and loud hats.
something by the creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something by the creek around 2 a.m. And there's something by the truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel it sway, wanna feel it sway, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, I want a little more right. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Smoke a little smoke. Yeah.
Maybe that dumbweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise.
digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe
with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
Building standing tall.